Is that good? What you drinking?
You know what I'm drinking.
Yeah, but they don't.
Oh, I didn't know we were on the show yet.
We're on the show now.
Okay. What about our song? We didn't do our song.
I'm fixing to play it.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
And I know why it's called Dr. Pepper. Because what they do is they shrink the doctor, and they put it in the Coke, and then they put pepper in it.
Oh, that might be what they do in SpongeBob, but that's not what they do in real life, I don't think.
Yeah.
Maybe. So what does Dr. Pepper taste like? Maybe we should do Cokes after, or sodas after we do...
Candy bars.
Candy bars, what do you think?
Yeah.
What does that taste like?
Dr. Pepper.
I know, but is it...
I can't tell.
Is it sweet, sour?
We're not doing the Coke show.
Okay.
The Skeeter Coke show, whatever we're going to call it. No.
What are we doing?
The Skeeter Candy Bar Show.
The Skeeter Bar Show.
Skeeter Bar Show, yeah.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody called us in today?
I'll have to look and see.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Give me five. All right. You excited?
Yeah. Here, check on your computer.
Welcome to the Skeeter Bar Show. And you want to tell them what we got today on the Skeeter Bar Show?
Oh, yes. Excuse me.
Yes.
Okay. We got
a
musketeer and a... Whatchamacallit.
What is it?
I didn't know that a whatchamacallit was a candy bar.
What is it?
A whatchamacallit.
Well, I don't know. What do you call it?
It's not funny.
It's not funny?
No.
What's not funny?
You!
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to get the name of the candy bars we're going to do today. You said it was the Three Musketeers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other candy bar we're doing?
A whatchamacallit.
I don't know what it's called. What do you call it?
I said it's not funny.
Wait, does the candy bar have a name?
Yeah, I just told you what the candy bar's name was.
Three Musketeers.
And? A whatchamacallit.
So you don't know the name of the candy bar?
I told you this isn't funny.
What does it say on the wrapper?
A whatchamacallit.
A whatchamacallit?
Yes.
All right, well, before we get to candy bars, we do have a call. Are you excited about that?
I just asked you if we did have a call.
Well, I didn't know. I just checked.
Oh, yes. I'm excited.
Okay. You know what else?
Yes, I'm sick.
Yeah, you got a little runny nose, don't you?
Stuffed up nose.
Okay, back off the microphone just a tad.
Okay.
And don't whisper.
Okay.
You're whispering.
Okay.
That's whispering. Okay. Please don't whisper. Speak up! Okay, on the Jen and Dave show, they gave you like a big compliment.
They did?
Yes, they talked about your show, the Skeeter Bar Show, and said it was one of the best they'd ever heard. It was really good.
Well, your show is better than mine.
You think so?
Yes, their show is better than mine.
Okay, stop whispering and back up off the mic. That's what's going to make your show really good. Not that far back. Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, can they hear me?
Yes, they can hear you. I can turn you up if you'd like.
Okay.
There you go.
I still can hear me through.
Well, you need to speak up a little bit.
Okay. Nope.
How's that?
No.
Yeah, that's enough.
Was it?
If you get too much onto it, then your peas pop.
What?
Your peas pop.
What's a peas pop?
It means when your breath comes out, it goes into the microphone and causes it to, you know, like... distort. So that's why we stay away from the mic a little bit. And then we speak up a little bit. But the mics are plenty sensitive. They can pick you up. I can hear you drinking right now. Mm-hmm. All right, are we ready to get to the show?
Can you hear me drinking now?
Oh, no, we have a call. Did you want to hear your call?
Mm-hmm.
All right. But the Jen and Dave were talking about you, so I thought you should know about it.
Wait, okay. Is Jen and Dave doing it, or just one of them?
It's both of them.
Okay.
But I don't know who's called in. I don't know who this is that called in, so we'll have to see. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hey, Skeeter. It's Amy walking in the spirit. I know you don't know me, but I listen to your parents' podcast regularly.
Do you know her?
No.
No.
She sounds familiar, though.
She does. She just sounds like somebody we know, doesn't she?
Yeah. You know, when we went to Dumas?
Yes.
She sounded... What's her name that plays the piano?
Noemi?
Yeah, she sounds like her.
Oh, yeah? But this is not Noemi. This is Amy walking in the spirit. Mm-hmm. This is not Noemi. This is Amy. So there's Noemi and then there's Amy. And they sound a lot alike.
Probably because their names are almost the same.
One's an Amy, one's a Noemi.
Okay.
All right. So let's see what she has to say.
You are absolutely adorable, Skeeter.
What do you have to say?
Thank you very, very, very much.
I've been so enjoying listening to you and Brad do the candy bar reviews. You're just absolutely cute, and you're also very smart, I can tell. I just listened to the 100 Grand versus Almond Joy episode, and I, believe it or not, have not tried both. I have tried an Almond Joy, but I haven't tried an 100 Grand, and I also haven't ever tried a Mr. Good Bar. So.
Wow, how about that?
She hasn't. And anyway, I am not very smart at math, but I'll probably get better.
Oh, well, but you're very smart.
Well, thank you.
You've been making an A's and B's in math.
Yeah, it's just
hard.
What am I having trouble with in my math?
You're doing fine in your math. You're just having trouble following instructions lately.
Yeah. And I used to have...
Take your time to read the instructions.
I used to have trouble reading the... I used to have trouble doing the division and...
Yeah, long division was tough for you, wasn't it?
Yes.
Because it combined all of them. It combined multiplication,
subtraction,
division, addition.
No division.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Addition, yeah.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Sometimes. Well, anyway, and what was it we're doing now? You know what? You're supposed to do this in high school?
Algebra.
You're supposed to do that in high school, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're doing it, and we're in third grade. Well, we're not even close to high school.
Well, you'll be ready for it when you get there, I guess.
It's kind of easy now. Once you get used to it, it's really easy.
It gets more complicated. Yes, algebra gets very complicated. I don't understand it. But I passed it. I did well. But I've never used it since. I refuse.
Ooh.
Basic algebra I use, but not the sophisticated stuff. Ugh. Ugh. Mm. Calculus. Ugh.
Okay. Anyway. Let's go.
Anything else you want to say about what she said? What about the fact that she hadn't tried those candy bars?
Well.
The 100 grand.
I would think every parent should have tried all the candy bars in the world.
She's not a parent.
Okay.
She's an adult.
Or teenagers. But anyway.
Anyway. You think they should all try. You should try all the candy bars.
They should already have tried.
They should
already. Adults. But teenagers,
yes,
most of them.
Okay.
But I guess they would have two not tried.
I guess so.
But how many did she have not tried? Three?
Two. She said the 100 grand and the Mr. Good Bar.
And the...
That's what she said. So if that's true, she could probably, because according to your... According to you, she could skip the 100 grand bar, but she should definitely try the Mr. Good Bar. That was one of your favorites.
The 100 grand.
Mm-hmm.
She should try, and the
she
Mr.
Should.
Good Bar.
Okay. But you gave the Mr. Good Bar really high scores.
Because I wanted to know what she would decide.
Okay, well, that's a good idea.
So
she should try them and call you back?
Try them and call you back, that's what I was going to say. Okay. And whoever else hasn't tried a candy bar that I haven't said that, please try a candy bar you haven't tried and call us back, and we'll see if you liked the one I like better.
Well, we're almost out of the standard candy bars, the classics.
What?
We're almost through all the classics.
And then we're going to go back.
Then we're going to do all the weird stuff, like the crisps and the Reese's Nutrageous and all those weird candy bars they come out with.
You said a Reese's isn't a candy bar.
Well, Reese's does make a candy bar. Mm-hmm. It's just not a classic. It's a fairly new thing, so we'll have to try that. Well, let's finish what she has to say.
So I'm going to have to try those, especially, Skeeter, with how highly you ranked that 100 grand. That was pretty impressive. So, I'm curious to see what your take will be on this Snickers bar. I can tell you really want to try that. So you may have already. I'm kind of a little bit behind on listening to podcasts, but...
Yeah, you tried that one already.
Yes, and I did like it. Mm-hmm. Did I give it an 8?
I'll have to look and see. I'll look real quick while she's talking.
Keep up the good work. It's just an absolute delight to have and be able to listen to you.
Aww.
All right. Well, thank you. Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios. You have learned from us. I guess she listens a lot if she knows Vios con Dios.
Yes, she does listen. She listens to us. Let's see. You gave...
The Snickers a...
You know what? I don't have it written down here. I wrote it down, but I didn't put it on the page.
What did I give it?
I don't know. I have to find out where I wrote it. But, okay.
I think I gave it an 8 or something.
Did you?
I think so. Yep. Yep. Wait.
Because you did Snickers and Twix, right, last week? Okay. Mm-hmm. And this week you are doing...
Didn't I just tell them?
Yeah. I was just trying to get you to do it again. The Three Musketeers.
And
the other one you don't know.
And the other one, both of us know. You're just trying to be funny.
All right. So, you ready to get started?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
What about the Jen and Dave call?
No, they didn't call. They talked about you on their show.
Oh. Well, can I hear their show about me?
Sure, but not right now.
Yeah, I know. Not right now.
All right.
Anyway. Okay, can I try the candy bar? Oh.
Please. Which one are you going to try first?
The
big thick one? That's the Three Musketeers.
Yeah, thick.
What is it? Smell it. What does it smell like?
Inside or outside?
Inside. The outside probably smells like chocolate. What is that, ice cream?
Looks like it. Looks like light ice cream.
But it can't be ice cream because it's not cold.
Yeah, it must be chocolate.
All right, well, give it a bite there and see what you think.
Oh, yeah. In the front.
Yes.
It's a little curved line.
A little curved line? Okay.
Like a tree.
You called it a warble last week, I think. Didn't that what you called them?
No.
No. Give it a good big bite. Not that big. There you go. It's not gooey. It doesn't have caramel in it. Like almost every other candy bar we've tried has had caramel in it.
Just gets stuck in your teeth, though.
It does. What is that? It's like whipped.
I don't know.
Whipped goodness, huh?
No one knows.
No one knows what it is.
Maybe some people. We can look it on the computer.
We could. So, what do you think? It looks milky tasting. Is it milky tasting?
Tastes like chocolate and a little more chocolate.
It's like chocolate and a little more chocolate. What's the gooey part in the middle? What does that taste like?
I don't know.
Is it good?
It tastes like chocolate. I think.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not rating it until I rate until I eat the other one.
All right. What's the other one?
A whatchamacallit.
A what?
I'm not going on and on.
Oh, that one snapped when you bit it. Is it got a cookie in there?
I don't think that's a cookie.
What is it?
Well, it does look like. It has like this crunchy stuff on the bottom. And then it looks like caramel on the top.
Is it like Rice Krispie kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
No? I don't know.
I guess so.
Okay. Well, describe it.
I did.
Describe the taste. How did it taste?
Oh, I like meant how it looked. I'm looking at the wrong candy bar. crunchy,
We love to hear you chew.
I don't really taste the caramel.
No caramel, okay. But you like it because that's like your fourth bite. You keep going back to it.
Well, I can't. You're trying to figure it
out. Oh, you're trying to figure it out. It's complicated, isn't it? There's a lot going on in that candy bar.
It's crunchy. It tastes like crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Not a crunch bar. I mean, it's like crunchy.
It's not nuts, though, right?
No. It doesn't seem like it. But it has little stuff in it, though.
I see.
Caramel.
Okay.
You can't really taste the caramel.
Okay.
But you can taste the chocolate.
What about the other one? Does that have nuts in it? The Three Musketeers didn't have any nuts in it either, did it?
You can look at it.
Well, I didn't know if there were nuts in there, in the middle there.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So, let's have it. Which one's better? First of all, we need to decide, are they both good? That's the first thing.
Yes, they're both good.
They're both good. Okay, which one is better? Which one wins head-to-head? Well, she's thinking. Well, she's trying to decide.
I already know my answer.
Oh, okay. You already know your answer.
The one that's better, I don't know my answer of the numbers, but I know which one's better.
Okay.
Can you guess which one I think is better?
I'm going to guess that you like the more complicated candy bar, the one with more going on in it. And I also know that you kind of like a little crunch in your candy bar. So I'm going to guess that you like the whatchamacallit better.
How did you know?
I just told you how I know.
Okay. I'm going to rate it a...
Which one? Which one are you rating?
The whatchamacallit.
Okay, the whatchamacallit gets a... Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Yes? Bum ba da da! We are waiting!
I'm thinking.
Is it one of your favorites you've ever tasted?
It is very, very good.
Is it better than a Twix?
Excuse me.
Good grief.
Can they hear me?
Yes.
Okay, wow.
But you need to get a little closer to the mic if you're going to talk. No. Just lean up. There you go. Yes, we are waiting.
Guess what?
No, I'm not going to guess anymore. Come on now.
It's between an 8 and a 10.
Well, then it has to be 9. That's the only number in between. So the whatchamacallit gets a 9.
You're going to say wow, aren't you?
Wow. The Twix got a 9 and the Snickers got a 5. So that's pretty good. Okay, so now she's going to give the Three Musketeers a rating.
6.
A 6. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun.
All right. So we have the Snickers. Let me mark this down. 9 on the big page there. Oh, no. Snickers didn't get a 9. Snickers got a 5. And Twix got a 9. And the Three Musketeers got a 6. And the whatchamacallit got a 9, a big 9. All right, we may have to go back and visit your 9s and make you pick a favorite out of all the 9s when we're done. That would be a good idea. Okay. Don't slurp your drink.
Wow. All of them in one show?
Just a bite. All the ones that you rated 9.
Oh, my word. I'm going to be full.
No, because you've only done 3 9s so far.
Ooh. We still have a lot of candy bars to go here.
That's true. And on our next show, we will be doing, you want to tell them? Tell your friends.
Hershey's and
not just a Hershey's.
Hershey's milk chocolate with almonds.
Hershey with almonds. And?
A Butterfinger.
A Butterfinger, which is one of Daddy's favorites.
Da-da-da!
Da-da-da-da! All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today. I hope that you have enjoyed listening to Skeeter Eat, which we all appreciate.
Okay, I think they know. I think everybody knows.
Everybody knows what?
Never mind.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us, and we will see you again next Saturday for Hershey's versus Butterfinger. Bios con Dios. Go ahead, say it.
Los Adios.